KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, it's partly cloudy and 38 degrees in Atlantic. We look for skies to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today with a high near 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by the TV Store, your Verizon Wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV Satellite Systems dealer. They're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. In news from over the weekend, authorities in Crawford County said they're looking for a suspect who they say threatened a teller at the West Side Bank in Vail with an explosive device before fleeing with an undisclosed amount of cash. The robbery occurred just after 9 a.m. Saturday. Crawford County Sheriff Jim Steinkuhler said the man, who was described as being white in his 30s or 40s with a red goatee, threatened a teller with a Molotov cocktail but did not use the homemade bomb. The sheriff said the suspect, who was also wearing sunglasses, took an undisclosed amount of cash and fled on foot. News time is 8:01.
I'm so frustrated.
I have always had cable, but my friend said I should check out Dish Network. I called the 800 number, but I still have a lot of questions and just want to talk to a live person. There has to be someone local who can answer all my questions, install my Dish Network, and be there for me after the sale.
Does this sound like your significant other? Hi, folks. This is Alan Josephson, owner of the TV Store, your locally owned Dish Network authorized retailer in Atlantic. When you stop by the TV Store, you will get personalized service, and we will do our best to install your system on your schedule. Since the TV Store has been in business for 30 years, you won't be getting some stranger prowling around your property, and we'll make sure the job gets done right the first time. Then, after you're up and running, if you still have questions, we will be happy to assist you in person. For a local service and a friendly staff, come see us first for all your Dish Network needs at the TV Store, 907 East 7th Street in Atlanta, or call 243-3032. Find us on Facebook, and thank you for your business.
Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Hardware and programming sold separate.
A routine traffic stop early Saturday morning in Shenandoah resulted in the arrest of two people on drug charges. The Shenandoah Police Department said that Officer Steve Mather had stopped a vehicle in the 500 block of South Fremont Street Saturday. An investigation resulted in the arrest of Shenandoah residents, 36-year-old William Fuller, on two Page County warrants for contempt of court and possession of drug paraphernalia, and 33-year-old Lisa Moyer, who was arrested for possession of drug paraphernalia. Fuller was taken to the Page County Jail and was being held on $1,325 bond. Moyer was able to post bond, cited into court, and then released. The Main Street Manning Organization received a $50,000 HUD Challenge grant from the Iowa Economic Development Authority. A total of $430,000 in Housing and Urban Development Challenge grants are being awarded to 9 Iowa communities through a fund administered by the Iowa Downtown Resource Center in Main Street, Iowa. The funds will be distributed in the form of grants to the selected Main Street programs. The estimated total cost of the 9 projects is more than $1.2 million. Governor Terry Branstad and Senator Tom Harkin joined representatives from the Iowa Economic Development Authority and Main Street, Iowa, to make the announcement during a special check presentation ceremony held Saturday in Des Moines. The grants will benefit local improvement projects, such as repair of front and rear facades of downtown buildings, interior rehabilitations, restoration of historic downtown landmarks, accessibility improvements in historic properties, and the renovation of upper floor living spaces. The Challenge Grant Program is funded through an appropriation from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development, and since the first appropriation in 2002, the program has awarded a total of $4.9 million and has leveraged about $36.9 million in local investments. Officials with Pride, the progressive rural Iowa development group, have announced that 3 legislative coffees have been scheduled for various communities here in Cass County for the 2012 Iowa session. Randy Baxter, president of Pride, said the coffees are opportunities to have face-to-face dialogue with Iowa legislators, Senator Nancy Butker and Representatives Carl Bodler and Jack Drake. Baxter adds, the legislators always appreciate coming to Cass County because there's always terrific attendance at the coffees. And he says people here really want to have input into our state government, so they participate when the legislators make time to come to our towns. Now, the first coffee will be held Saturday, February the 11th at the Legion Hall in Messina, beginning at 10 a.m. with special guest Mike McCormack, policy liaison to Jason Glass. He's director of the Iowa Department of Education. And Mike's a former social studies teacher from Messina as well. He'll join Butker, Bodler, and Drake to discuss education reform, one of the top issues of the current legislative session. The second event will be held Saturday, March the 10th, in the Marnie Community Center beginning at 7:30 a.m. The early start time allows the legislators and citizens to attend the coffee and be present later in the morning at the county's political conventions. The final legislative coffee in Cass County will take place Saturday, April 14th, at the Cass County Museum in Griswold, beginning at 10 a.m. Iowa native and Medal of Honor recipient Sal Junta will speak today at an event in Omaha on post-traumatic stress disorder and how it impacts soldiers.
I think everyone has issues because the life that we were living for those 15 months during that deployment, to come back to normal life is such a drastic change. Everyone goes through moments of feeling as an outsider and trying to readjust back to what is normal. But I think with the proper amount of support and people out there to help, you can overcome that and you can easily pick up with normal life.
Junta says soldiers now receive much support when they return home and the public welcomes them with open arms. But that wasn't the case 50-some years ago when Vietnam veterans returned, and he credits those vets for making it easier for today's soldiers.
Because of that time is because of why it is so good. Because these Vietnam veterans allows us to be treated the way we are because they said it would never happen again and they're ensuring that.
Junta, a Hiawatha native, was awarded the military's highest honor for his bravery during combat in Afghanistan. He chose not to re-enlist in the military and is now a student at Colorado State University.
They have this new thing called the post-9/11 GI Bill, which is essentially going to pay 100% for my college tuition. So I think I'm going to jump on the knowledge bandwagon and ride that as long as I can.
Junta will be speaking at the third annual At Ease Luncheon at the Century Link Center today. Mourners at the Southern Iowa funeral of a Marine who died in Afghanistan were told that he was a caring man who made you better. The funeral was held Sunday in Centerville for Master Sergeant Travis Riddick. The 40-year-old had graduated from Centerville High School in 1990. He was fatally injured in a January 19th helicopter crash. A close friend, Gunnery Sergeant Brian Gibson, told mourners that Riddick's mission in life was to cheer everybody up. Gibson says that on Riddick's worst days, he made you better. Riddick's cremated remains will be sent to Hawaii, where his wife and daughter live. The ashes are to be scattered on an Air Force base runway there. Iowa got mostly poor or failing grades on a new report from the American Lung Association in the 10th annual State of Tobacco Control Report. The agency graded all 50 states on 4 proven policies to save lives and cut health care costs. Lung Association spokeswoman Katie Lorenz said Iowa got 1A, 1D, and flunked the other 2 categories.
Tobacco prevention and control funding was slashed by 55%. So what we're asking is that in order to improve that grade, at minimum, we restore funding levels to 2011, which was about $7.39 million.
Iowa is now spending a little over $3 million on tobacco prevention and control, while she says federal guidelines call for spending more than $36
million. The CDC recommends a certain level that in order to help smokers quit and make sure that children don't start, the state needs to be funding at that level.
The report also gives Iowa an F for its smoking cessation programs, as the state offers no free aids like nicotine gum, patches, or lozenges. Iowa also rated a D for its cigarette tax of $1.36 per pack. Loren says if that tax was even a dollar higher, it would keep thousands more teens from starting to smoke, while more adults would quit.
Iowa can certainly be proud of their A for smoke-free air. And that's prohibiting all smoking in public and workplaces. We do hope that in the future, maybe to get an A+, or to do a little bit better, that we stop exempting the casinos and make those smoke-free workplaces as well.
The full report is online with state-by-state breakdowns.
Your listeners can visit stateoftobaccocontrol.org. There's a section where they can take action and send a letter to their governor, to their legislators, and say, you know, we understand that it's important to prevent smoking, to prevent tobacco use in our state, and we want to do something, do our part to make that happen.
And overall, 6 states received 4 failing grades: Alabama, Mississippi, Missouri, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. Only 4 states got all passing grades: Delaware, Hawaii, Maine, and Oklahoma. No state received straight A's. Taking a look at national news at this hour, Newt Gingrich says Mitt Romney has put himself in a better position for tomorrow's Florida primary by purchasing what Gingrich calls an amazing amount of ads, but he says it won't work. Gingrich says Romney is going to find this a long campaign. The former House Speaker, who appeared this morning on CBS and ABC, said on the big political issues, Romney is for all practical purposes a liberal. Romney said this morning he believes he has reinvigorated his campaign, partly by responding more aggressively to attacks from Gingrich. A year after a small gains in wages, there's a hopeful sign. The government says Americans' incomes rose last month by the most in 9 months. The Commerce Department said incomes rose 0.5%, the strongest increase since a similar gain in March. Consumer spending was unchanged following weak gains of 0.1% in both October and November. After reopening all lanes of Interstate 75 last night, authorities near Gainesville, Florida, have closed it again because of poor visibility caused by fog and smoke. The highway was the scene of a pileup early yesterday morning that left at least 10 people dead. A long line of cars and trucks collided one after another on a dark highway where drivers were blinded by haze and smoke. News time is 8:10.
HD, LED, LCD, DVR, Wi-Fi, DLNA, HDMI. Does this all sound like a foreign language to you? Technology today is moving at an incredible pace. Don't get left behind. The TV store can be your secret weapon to keeping up with the Joneses. As a Dish Network authorized retailer, we have all the latest and greatest technology. Everything from standard receivers to a top-of-the-line 922 receiver with a built-in Sling adapter, so you may watch your Dish Network on the go. Don't forget also to add Dish Network's Google TV so you can multitask by watching TV and surfing the web all at the same time. We have it all in stock, on display, and we have the know-how to explain it all. Whether you have simple questions about how to operate your Dish remote control or more technical questions about installation features, our knowledgeable staff always takes pride in helping you. We know it's hard to keep up with new technology, and that's what we're here for. So stop in and ask us questions, then go home and show off your incredible knowledge of technology. Dish Network currently has free installations, so come on by the TV store in Atlantic and get signed up today. We're located at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic, or call 243-3032. Prices, package, and programming subject to change without notice. Some restrictions apply.
And in our funeral announcements this morning, Anthony Tony Wingert, age 81, of Avoca, died Wednesday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. A massive Christian burial service for Tony Wingert will be held today at 10:30 at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Avoca, with the Cutler, O'Neill, Myron, Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs in charge of arrangements. Velma Covault, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Velma Covault will be held today at 11 o'clock at the First Christian Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alfred Sick, Jr., age 66, of Magnolia, died Thursday at the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Alfred Sick, Jr. will be today at 11 o'clock at the Hennessy Ammon Funeral Home in Missouri Valley. Esther Lister, age 87, of Dexter, died Thursday at the Sunnybrook Care Center in Adel. Funeral services for Esther Lister will be this afternoon at 1 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Russell E. Peterson, age 86, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Funeral services for Russell Peterson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon. Opal Marie Dwinell, age 92, died Thursday at Mercy Hospice House in Johnston. Funeral services for Opal Dwinell will be held tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Dexter. Raymond E. Drammen, age 54, of Casey, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Raymond Drammen will be held Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Casey United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. Marceline Fredrickson, age 78, of Atlantic and formerly of Hamlin, died Saturday at Atlantic Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Marceline Fredrickson will be held on Wednesday at 9:30 at the Kessler Funeral Home in Exira. Reba Becky Lund, age 87, of Council Bluffs and formerly of Minden, died Saturday at the Risen Sun Christian Village. Funeral services for Becky Lund will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Ronald Bergen, age 77, of Harlan, died Friday at Methodist Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Ronald Bergen will be on Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Joseph E. Lucian, age 91, of Erling, died Saturday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Joseph Lucian will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Michael H. Jewell, age 66, of Audubon, died Friday at his home. A massive Christian burial service for Michael Jewell will be held Wednesday at 11 a.m. at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Sherry Ann Freeman, age 64, of Menlo, died Saturday. Funeral services for Sherry Ann Freeman will be held on Thursday at 10 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart. Walter August Mordhorst, of age 93, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Walter Mordhorst will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Harlan. Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mildred G. Jacobson, age 93, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospice Center. And according to her wishes, cremation has taken place and other services are planned for Mildred Jacobson. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Vicki Parker, age 57, of Avoca, died Friday at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Vicki Parker are pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Our news was brought to you by the TV Store, your Verizon wireless agent, Dish Network, and DirecTV satellite systems dealer at 907 East 7th Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.